The District of Houston Council has given its blessing to a move by Rural Leaf Cannabis out of the mall and to the former laundromat building at 3356 10th Street. It did so July 8, 2025 at the recommendation of planner Amy Wainwright, who briefed council on a number of factors to be taken into consideration. Council first reviewed the request June 3, 2025 and considered impacts related to traffic, road access, parking, distance from schools, playgrounds or similar retailers, noise, hours of operation, security and public consultation. No concerns were identified regarding these considerations, Wainwright told council in an oral summation. Following June 3, 2025, council had district staffers issue the call for public comment. And as of July 8, 2025, there were no written responses. Wainwright's written summation indicated that district staff don't anticipate any negative impacts related to the move. The property is zoned C1, which permits a cannabis retail store as a principal use, and the preliminary review of the application did not identify any concerns, she wrote. Councillor Troy Reitzma moved the motion to approve of the move and Councillor Jonathan Van Barneveld seconded it. There were no dissenting votes. Council's motion will now be sent to provincial regulators for final approval. First Nations engagement. Council continues to pursue its reconciliation commitment via its First Nations and Community Engagement Committee. Key projects of the committee, which were being reviewed this year, include bringing in a training program on local Indigenous culture and practices known as Wet'suwet'en 101 training, and representing Indigenous language on highway signs welcoming visitors to the community and on banners. An Indigenous name could also be chosen for what is now 11th Street, where the Zay Lacant Friendship Center is constructing a daycare and affordable housing project. Local Indigenous governments, chiefs and the Friendship Center will all be involved. The committee meets the first Wednesday of every month at 10 a.m. in the council chambers. Sewer replacement. The district is continuing its infrastructure updating, this time with a sewer replacement project from Elliott Crescent to Nadina Avenue. The work is expected to continue into late August with an August 28, 2025 target completion date.